Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code NATS at manscaped.com, you can save 20% off plus free shipping. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. If there's one thing I realized when the Washington Nationals played the Baltimore Orioles is there is quite a rivalry that I didn't realize until they played the Orioles was so bad. The Baltimore Orioles fans got bent all out of shape that the Washington Nationals dared to win a baseball game against their rival that is not too far away. And then later we'll talk about how Kyle Finnegan has been absolutely clutch for the Nationals. I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Keep it right here. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I am so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. And the best way that you can help grow the show is to subscribe or follow the TalkNats podcast wherever you find your podcasts and give it a 5-star rating. I sure would appreciate it. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the Nationals and how they played the Baltimore Orioles here recently and how the Nationals, they did the unthinkable and they found a way to win a game against one of their bitter rivals. Again, I didn't realize it was as bad as it was, but that is the case. As any avid baseball fan would know, a good rivalry is always something to look forward to. It adds an extra layer of excitement to the game, making it more than just a sport. That's what we've noticed. It's being invested in the game. And while there are plenty of iconic rivalries out there, what if I told you there was one brewing right now in our backyard? Again, did everyone else know that this rivalry was so bad? That's right, we're talking about the Nationals and Orioles, two teams separated by just 35 miles with plenty of potential for a great rivalry. Well, one of the things that we know for sure is that the Orioles play in the American League and the Nationals play in the National League, so they don't play too often. But what if there was a crazy scenario out there where those two teams faced each other in the World Series? How crazy would that be? Both teams have undergone organizational rebuilds in recent years, with the Orioles starting their rebuild in 2019. The same year the Nats won the World Series. After a dismal 47-115 season in 2018, the Orioles brought in Executive Vice President General Manager Mike Elias and Manager Brad Hyde. That was a big move for that team. Fast forward today, and the O's are fresh off an American League title and their first postseason appearance since 2016. And one thing I know for sure is that the Orioles fans have come out of the woodwork. They are drinking the Oriole Kool-Aid, that is for sure. The Nationals, on the other hand, started their rebuild later with a trade of Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to the Dodgers midway through the 2021 season. However, the team's commitment to their team for a package of 5 top prospects while the superstar outfielder was still 2 years away from free agency. Again, those are moves that I didn't question. I thought they were for the greater good. Max Scherzer, Trey Turner going out to the Dodgers, Juan Soto going out to the Padres. We knew why it needed to happen. Despite the differences in the rebuilds, both teams now have promising young talent that could make this matchup one to watch for years to come. Both teams have superstar shortstops in the making. The young catchers are in place for the foreseeable future with K-Bear Ruiz for the Nats and Adley Rutschman for the O's. And with top prospects like James Wood, Dylan Cruz, Jackson Holliday, and Kobe Mayo on the cusp of the major leagues, the future looks bright for both teams. And again, you know, I'm hoping for great things for the Nationals. I hope they can, you know, get out of this rebuild phase and get into contention. While some may argue that this rivalry hasn't developed into a true one just yet, the potential is certainly there, with both teams having a good mix of young talent and experienced veterans. The games between them are sure to be exciting. It's worth noting that both teams even have Joe Maddon's former bench coach with the Cubs, Martinez for the Nats, and Hyde of the Orioles. They were each hired to their current positions from Chicago 1 year apart. So there are some, you know, things that kind of connect the two teams and the managers. As for the Nats, finally get back over the 500 hump and the O's continue their upward trajectory, it's clear that both teams have what it takes to contend in the coming years. And while it may take a few more seasons for this rivalry to truly develop, it's exciting to think about the possibilities. So let's embrace this Beltway series. That's what it's all about. It's all about love here. You know, of course, I want to see the Nationals do well. I know that the Orioles fans, they want to see the Orioles do well. But don't let it ruin your day. I cover the Capitals for Locked On Capitals 5 nights a week. It's one of the jobs that I do for a living. And I don't get that bent out of shape when the Capitals got eliminated from the playoffs in 4 games. Do I care? Sure. Did it ruin my day? Did it ruin my year? No. At the end of the day, let's remember that this is just sports. And I know it's exciting and I know it's fun, but you know, to view it almost like someone hurt a family member, it just gets to be a little bit crazy. Like I said here, so let's embrace this Beltway series and enjoy the budding rivalry between these two teams. Who knows, we may just be witnessing the birth of something special that could be talked about for years to come. Again, we know as a Nationals fan, I am a Nationals fan, I don't deny the fact that the Orioles are a really good team, but let's not get carried away with how things are going. Again, you know, you take a look at it. The Nationals, they took a game against the Orioles, but the Orioles are doing really great. I don't think there's too much to be upset about. All right, so coming up here straight ahead, we will talk about how Kyle Finnegan has been absolutely clutch for the Nationals. I'll discuss next. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their 2 boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using promo code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here. The boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4.0 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's take 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Bleav Podcast Network. So one of the things that's been the bugaboo or one of the Achilles heels of the Nationals for quite some time has been the bullpen, but there have been some bright spots. As the Nationals prepare to face off against the Red Sox in an upcoming weekend series, one player stands out among the rest, Kyle Finnegan, with 12 saves under his belt so far this season and a 1.65 ERA. Finnegan has proven himself to be one of the best closers, not just for the Nationals, but in baseball. Not only that, but he is also on the best sustained stretch of his career. In the 11 innings he's pitched since blowing a 2-run lead in the season's 3rd game, he hasn't surrendered a single earned run. Underline that. That's an impressive feat by any standard. Finnegan's success this season is a testament to his hard work and dedication. He's been steadily improving since he first joined the Nats, rising up the bullpen depth chart from middle reliever to setup man to closer. Manager Davey Martinez has been instrumental in building Finnegan's confidence and helping him develop his skills, and The results speak for themselves. Finnegan's approach to pitching is simple but effective. Get that first guy out by focusing on this key element of the game. He's been able to shut down opposing teams again and again. In one-run games, this strategy has been especially effective as he's closed out four such victories already this season. So that's a huge thing for him, is just to play into his strengths. But Finnegan isn't just a one-trick pony. He's also got a killer fastball that he throws nearly 70% of the time with his splitter as his primary second pitch, and he's not afraid to mix things up when necessary, as was evidenced by his success in getting out of tough situations. Again, to have a closer finish out a game is absolutely huge. All in all, Kyle Finnegan is a force to be reckoned with on the mound. He's proven himself to be a valuable asset to the Nats, and his success this season is a testament to his hard work and dedication. That is one of the things that's been a weakness, is the bullpen. Let's celebrate the success of Kyle Finnegan, as oftentimes the starting pitcher gets it done, the reliever steps in, but the closer falters. Not the case with Finnegan. I have my faith in him. He's proven himself to be a valuable asset to the Nats, and his success this season is a testament to his hard work. As this team heads into their upcoming series against the Red Sox, all eyes will be on Finnegan to see what he can do next. And ultimately, I think the sky is the limit for Finnegan, as he has been clutch for this team all season long. You know, again, they referenced that game earlier in the season as I was looking at his stats there. But in any event, I think the Nationals are in a good position. They are taking on the Red Sox. Let's hope they can continue with the positive momentum. You know, just being over 500, those kind of things are important, but I do not want to take the loser's mentality. I have high hopes. I have high dreams for this team that ultimately they can do the unthinkable and climb up the standings a little bit. Again, I'm not going to say they are going to be contenders for the World Series this year, but I do think it will happen in time, and they're going to be able to do it in large part to great pitching like Kyle Finnegan. All right, I want to thank you once again for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.